have reached the electric return at 760-0700, and thank you for calling on this Saturday, the 6th day of August, 1977. Okay, if you've called 760-0706, it hasn't answered for about 12 hours. You know, things are sort of topsy-turvy, and they may, you know, for a few days things run smoothly, and for a few days they don't. I can't guarantee anything. So there's a chance, of course, that if you call 760-0706, you may leave your comment after the beep tone. Okay, since there are quite a few comments, I don't wish to talk too much. Since I don't usually have anything worthwhile to say anyway, I'm a very dull, boring, uneducated person, according to some of you. Anyway, let's hear some comments.
About living with somebody, I think that you have to anymore to know whether or not you can be compatible. It's really a mistake to get married because it's easy to do it, but it's really hard to undo it. I jumped into marriage when I was only 16, and 8 years later, I finally got divorced. And I lived with a man for 4 months.
Talking about divorce and marriage, it's been statistically found that divorce is likely if the people have known each other less than 2 years. Number two, if they were engaged less than 6 months. Three, if the couple's parents were unhappy. Four, if the couple does not attend church or it is an interfaith marriage. Five, the marriage was disapproved of by family and friends. And six, if there was a dissimilarity of background between the two people. Any of those six things occurring will increase the probability that of divorce. Also, the younger the couple is also increases the likelihood of divorce. People who get married in their teens. So that just ties in with your comment a bit.
Are you so kind of nuts? I just heard your tape. Do you realize that it's just a matter of time before someone like Danny German or Ricky Fields from the San Gabriel Valley hears comments about Mexicans and they will find out your address and say, out of your mind? You can't keep playing those kind of comments about those people. It's just a matter of time before they hear that kind of stuff. Maybe you don't mean any harm by it, but hey, try to explain that to one of them with a knife in their hand, okay? Oh, God.
Well, if that situation were to occur, it would just reinforce my negative opinions, if any, regarding them and probably anybody else's who heard about it. So what would they be proving? Only proving that what everybody says is right. You know, they, like people have said, they are in the... It's a small segment. In other words, a few bad apples makes the whole bunch bad. And unfortunately, that's probably what has happened.
Yes, these people have been complaining about the illegal aliens from Mexico. Well, I am sick and tired of hearing about all your complaints about how they're dirtying up the town and how they're making it all gross and dirty and ugly to live in. Now, you tell me, if you're starving and hungry and very poor in one country and you see another country right over the border that looks like the land of milk and honey and it looks like a good opportunity, you go down there, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. And you go to find work, and there isn't any. So you do collect welfare until you can find work. That's the main reason why most of them are collecting welfare. Now, I will admit, some of them probably are lazy. But most of them could not find work. So, as I was saying, I'm getting sick and tired of these complaints. Now, Mexicans are not the only people that are dirtying up the town.
This is Mike from North Hollywood, and to help Steve from El Monte, I have seven Beatle bootlegs, and I got them at the Beatle Fest, and they had a pretty big selection there, so I think if you really want to complete your collection, maybe you should go next November to the Beatle Fest. They had some really good albums, concerts for every one of them, except Ringo, I didn't see one. All right, that is all, goodbye.
Yes, about TV commercials. I think the big executives making these commercials think that the American public is stupid, and they are rude, and they have a totally different picture of what the American public is.
That's all the time we have for comments today. There should be a tape in the comment taker on 0706. And we'll finish your comment on commercials tomorrow. Tape repeats shortly.